Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight. Let's take our Bibles to Psalm 37. Psalm 37, I'm going to read a couple of verses, verse 23 and verse 24. The Bible says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." I'm going to pray, and then we'll have a look at mainly at these two verses, along with a couple others, but I'm going to pray. Lord, thank you for church tonight. Thank you for everyone that's come out. I do pray as we look at this simple thought and this study tonight, that it would be an encouragement and a help, especially as we journey through this life, to understand, Lord, what you are doing and how you interact in our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The older I get, and I'm getting very old, the more I come to see that as Christians, we are on a journey. In Hebrews 11, it talks about that the saints of old saw themselves that they were a pilgrim in this life and they're really just passing through. The unique thing is that everyone of us, we're on our own unique journey. All right? So in essence, we have literally millions of journeys playing out, intertwining each other, heading towards, for the Christian, our heavenly home. And each one of these journeys all throughout the world is individual and unique, even though we may intersect each week here at church and maybe outside of church, we are all on our own individual journey. Understanding how this how it fits into the Christian life is critical for us to make sense of things. For as you know, our journeys are filled with ups, downs, with happiness, with devastation, and then everything in between. I know which one of us are at different. We are different ages. We come from different backgrounds, we have different careers, we have different things going on in our lives, and our lives are filled with so many different things. And tonight I hope just this very short study will just help you a little bit as we look at some biblical truths about the journey that we find ourselves on this earth. So in verse 23, the first thing I want you to notice is that God plans our steps, or God plans the steps of each individual. It says in verse 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." I'm glad that our lives are never random or just potluck. God never allowed us to be born. God is never a set and forget God. He didn't treat us like a wind-up toy where we're born or maybe at the day when we got saved. He didn't just wind us up and go, "Here we go, you're on your journey," and away you go. God has never been that way. God has always been the sort of God who is interested in the individual life. And I'm glad about that, because if we were to take God out of the picture, our lives would just be random. Everyone just trying to make sense on their own. But God has planned us as people. I'm glad that God has an end point for each one of us. It isn't just a random journey. God has a set plan, a set place for us to get to. And that's obviously the heaven. But how we get to heaven is unique to you and is unique to the way that God has planned. The Bible says there in verse 23, "The steps of a good man." So God is definitely interested in those who have trusted Christ as their Saviour. And I hope that's an encouragement to you, because you will, and maybe you are, going through things that may be difficult to understand. I want you to know that God just hasn't left you alone. He has and is still planning your life as it goes. The one thing that we need to be willing to do is allow God to lead the way for us. So God has a planned people, but he also has a planned path. It says there, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." God has not just an end point for us, But every single step of the way, as we go on this journey, God is the one who plans every single step. As I look back, even before I got saved, now that I've had some years, and sometimes looking back in hindsight is good, because when we go through things in the moment, we often don't understand what is going on. But when you look back in life, you can start to see possibly God's hand in everything along the way. I think back before I became a Christian, and in the years leading up to when I was going to become a Christian, there were some tough things as a teenager that I went through with family breakup, with health, with school, that at the time were very difficult for me to go through. But if those things didn't come into place, I look back and those things that I went through allowed me to find God. God revealed himself in those situations where I come to a point where I started to listen, I started to even have questions, I started to contemplate things, but it was through the journey, the hard journey that I went through, and that's God. I look back and that's God planning, ordering my steps along the way. And the more difficult times, if we stop and think about that, it makes it easier to reconcile. When there's a problem, when there's a difficult situation, when there's a health issue, where there's a monetary issue, where there's a relationship issue, often God allows these things to get us on that journey, to get us through where we're supposed to be. So God does plan our steps, but then there's a plan process. God reveals the steps one by one. Aren't you glad God doesn't show you all the steps all at once? Because if we were to be revealed the very steps that we would have to go through, we'd probably say, God, that is not what I'm going to do. There's no way that I'm going to get to that point, to that point, to that point, because they're very difficult. I want you to think about a GPS. Those of you that drive, and you may have to attend a certain address, and you may not know how to get there. And you type the address into the GPS, and you either have it in your car or on your phone. And as you drive, if you have the voice on it, it might say, in 200 metres, turn right. And that's all you've got at the moment. You may have maybe one or two streets in view, but you know in 200 metres, all you know is you're about to turn right. You know at some point you have the end destination in mind, that, and you may know the general area, but all you've got is in 200 metres, turn right. In 200 metres, however long that's going to take you in your journey, you will turn right. And then you listen for the next step. In 400 metres, go through the roundabout. And you'll just continue on step by step as the GPS tells you to go. And you're going to, and if you're like most of us, you have to trust what that GPS says. Because without it, you'll only be guessing. You may not end up at the right destination. It may take you longer to get to where you're supposed to go, and you may lose valuable time and things like that. So the GPS is a good example, and God is exactly the same way. In Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible tells us, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God always just seems to give us enough light, enough information, or enough for us to take individual steps. It's a light unto my feet. Thy word is a light unto my feet and a light unto my path. Have you ever been outside at night and maybe carried a torch, just a simple torch? And as you shine that torch on the way, you see just a few metres in front. You don't see several hundred metres, or you don't see the other side of town with just a torch or a lamp. All you get to see is the land or the path or the track that you're on that's directly in front of you. And that's what you're using to get from point A to point B. You're using that torch, and you take a step, and you take a step, and as the light reveals the next step, that's when you are going to do that. So I want you to understand that the journey that you're on, God firstly has set it in motion. He knows the end result. God knows where he wants you to get to. But then God has planned your path. He has now ordered it. He is guiding you to the next step. And he reveals one step at a time. For some of us, we want to know more. God may say, I want you to take this step into maybe a new career. Okay, well, you think, well, what am I going to get out of that? Where's that going to take me? I want to know a bit further. I need to know more. But God just doesn't always give us more than that. Step by step by step. And sometimes, because we can't see beyond just that initial step, it can get a little bit, maybe a little bit scary, a little bit frustrating, a little bit, I need to take that step because the light is there, but what is beyond that? We need to trust God. We need to believe that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God has your best in place. God has everything planned for you. All he's requiring you to do is trust him and take each step as it comes. Take each step as it comes. Now, I don't know exactly where you are in your Christian journey. I know everybody is different, but maybe you're going through something tough. I want to encourage you. God knows about it. God is aware of it. He hasn't left you. He is still wanting to guide you. He's still wanting you to get to the point that he has always wanted you to get to. But you just need to trust him. So verse 23 says, God plans the good man's steps. That's encouraging to me. God plans his steps. Also, verse 23, it says that God has pleasure in our steps as well. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Did you know the journey that you're on, not only has God set it and started it and is leading, God has pleasure in the journey that you're on. Have you ever thought about this? What I want to try and help you understand now is, I guess the personal nature of God, the personal Heavenly Father that you have, is that God delights in what happens in your life. The things that God has planned out, he takes great delight in. Not that he delights when you're hurting, not that he plans things to cause you pain and suffering, but he delights in the fact that the direction he wants you to go in is a journey to holiness firstly, but then it's a journey to heaven. And each one of the steps that God has planned out has been well thought out. It has been a plan of love. It's a plan of God's devotion towards you. And he delights when you do take those steps. He delights in those things. He delights in his devotion of you. But then as we start to trust him, God delights in our devotion for him as well. I believe God's heart is very big and God's heart is very good with our steps. I want you to think about this as well. God delights in the direction that we take. As a fairly new grandfather, or even when I think about my own children, when a toddler starts to take steps, there's something unique and fascinating and very enjoyable and very, very loving when you see a toddler start to take their first steps. Those of you who have had children or have new children now, as your child starts to take those steps, it is amazing to watch. It is amazing to see them. They take that first step and they wobble and they look like they're about to fall. And you get excited because now they're taking those steps and you're calling them. Are you calling the toddler to you? I'm now a grandfather and Jordan, my grandson, as he was starting to walk, it was such a joy, it was such a delight to see those steps. Now, he wasn't very confident when he first started, and often he would trip and he would fall and he would stagger a little bit like he'd been drinking, and he would keep going and it would get fast and sometimes it would get slow. But as a grandfather and as a dad with my own kids, what a delight to see children taking their steps, because there is now some growth and potential in their lives. I want you to think about that with God, that as a child of God, as when God sees the path that he has set for you. And as you take that step, even maybe as a toddler, all you can see is that initial light in front, and you take that step and you get a little bit nervous about it, I think it warms God's heart that you're now taking that step. God delights in the way that you're going, especially when you are taking the correct steps, when you are seeing the light that God has put before you as you're in his word, and he shows you the steps that he wants you to take, and you're obedient to that. I think God delights. I think God has that human quality of emotion, and he delights in your way. But I think also God delights when we depend upon him within that journey. You're in Psalm 37. If you look back in the beginning of those verses, verse 3, 4, 5, and 7, the first words in those verses really show a dependence upon God. It says, trust in the Lord in verse 3 and do good. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. And 7, rest in the Lord. All these verses have an indication of showing that we are, our dependence, our confidence is not in us, but in God. In the very God who created man, in the very God who allowed, especially as Christians, who has called us to be saved, the one that has complete control in our path, as we do these things, as we trust and as we delight and as we commit and as we rest in the Lord, I believe that gives God pleasure. God delights in those things. God rejoices when you lean on him instead of ourselves. As you journey through your life, I wonder, I say this because I'm just a person as well, just like you. And I know within life, so often we just do life. Life happens and we live. We work, we have families, we go here, we go there, we make decisions, often because it's just life decisions. And so often we can just get so comfortable making decisions because that's what we do as human beings. But I wonder, do you take time to seek what God really wants for us? That's where the dependence upon God comes. And I want to encourage you, just as church members, just as people, as you do life, don't forget about God. Don't forget that God is the one who is directing it. So it just makes common sense that we ask God about it first. What about this step? What should I be doing today? Wouldn't it be better to have just that closer, deeper relationship with God, that as we journey, as we just do life, we invite God to enter more into it. And as we start to hear from God and as we start to learn from God, I think our closeness to God gets more, and our dependence upon God becomes greater. And then I think God pleasures in that. God delights in that. God, he delights in our steps. And then there's a third thing in verse 24 that I want to mention tonight as well, is that God protects his steps in verse 24. It says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. One thing I can testify in life is that as we go on this journey, sometimes we're going to stumble. Just like a toddler who takes those steps, every now and then, that toddler's going to hit the ground and he's going to cry and he's going to have bumps and he's going to have scrapes. I was just seeing a picture of Jordan today, and he had a bit of a mark on his chin. And I said, Lesh, what happened there? And he said, carpet burn. He's taken a plunge, he's fallen over. He's got a bit of a red graze on his chin. Things in life happen where we are going to stumble, where we may wander off the track of what God wants us to be on. God may show the light and he says, I want you to take this step forward. And as we start to take that step, sometimes we see something shining over in the side and we think, wow, what's that? And human nature says, I want to investigate that because this over here, all I can see now is light, but in front of me is darkness. I'm not sure about that, but something is shining over here. Something has grabbed my attention, so I'm going to go and investigate that. And we may get off the track from what God wants for us, and all of a sudden we trip in the darkness, chasing that shiny thing, and now we're down and we're injured. But you know, even in those stages when we're not following God correctly, when we're not following God wholeheartedly, and we do stumble and we do fall, and they will come, and maybe you've had that, because I've had that, what I'm glad is that God doesn't, firstly, he doesn't leave us, he doesn't hate us. The Bible says that we won't always stay down, because God's going to help you in that. The Bible says in Romans 7, if you think about the Apostle Paul, he talked about doing the things that he didn't want to do. Even the Apostle Paul had times where, in verse 19, it says, for the good that I would, I do not. He says, there are things I know I should do and I want to do them, but I just often don't seem to be able to do it. But he says, but the evil which I would not, the things I know I shouldn't do, so often they keep popping up in my life. And I seem to be chasing those things. Even the best of Christians can have struggles and get off track and can find themselves on the ground and then think, why am I here? What is going on? The reality is there are going to be stumbles along the path. But the good thing is that God reaches out in support for us. The Bible says there that the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. In Isaiah 41 and verse 13 it says, for I the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. God is always willing to help us. I want you to, I was thinking of an example for this, and I want you to think about a young child who is trying to cross the road. Okay, the road's full of danger. He can only kind of see the steps in front of him. He's not sure when to cross because there are cars, there are bikes, there are people, there are noises, there are things going on that can be very confusing. But when dad comes along and takes him by the hand, there's that comfort for that child. And that child very, very easily now feels a lot more comfortable because he's not on the journey across the road alone. And it's just like when God says, I'm going to hold you by the hand. If you will allow me to, have you ever had a child when you've gone to take them by the hand and they wiggle out and they don't want to be held? That's us sometimes. That's us sometimes. We don't want, we think we are capable on our own to make our own decisions. And God says, I want to help you. But so often we shake and we get rid of God's grip and we go on and we often fall. But when, as a dad comes along and grabs the hand of the child, even while crossing the road, if things get a little bit scary and he starts to fall, have you ever had a child fall when you're holding them and it's like you take the weight? They don't actually fall to the ground. You've actually got a hold of them. And that's exactly what God wants to be for you. I wonder, are you in a bit of a scary place tonight? Are you in a place where things are a little bit murky? Maybe things aren't real clear. Maybe circumstances are a little bit challenging. Maybe there are things and decisions that you're wanting to make and you're just unsure what you are supposed to do. I believe God may be shining just a little bit of light for you this evening. He may want you to take a step, but he wants you to be encouraged that he is reaching out for support. All you need to be willing to do is just put your hand up and say, yes, God, take me by the hand. There's also the rest of security. We won't be cast down. God's going to be with us the whole way. I read an illustration where God won't let us go. An illustration of a rock climber who is clipped into a safety rope. Has anyone ever done some rock climbing where you use ropes and use carabiners and different safety things? When the person uses the right equipment and they're clipped into the safety rope, the climber may slip on the rock face, but because they're clipped into the rope, into the safety rope, the rope catches them from falling. Now, the fall may be scary. don't know if you've ever fallen somewhere and then you've regained your grip. That initial fall can be very scary, but that because they're clipped into the safety rope, the fall doesn't destroy them because they're held safe. The believer, this is the picture, the believer is is tied into Christ. We may slip in discernment, we may make wrong decisions, we may slip in discouragement, we may even slip in doubt, but the covenant rope of grace holds us because God is the one that is that strength for us. He's the one who is holding us. So each one of us is on a journey tonight. I wonder where you're up to in your journey. I'm well into my 50s. I'm heading towards 60, and still got about 30 years drilled before I get into the charge keepers. But I'll never be a charge. No, that's one of the. Sorry, Jill, can't do it. I'm not yet. We're all on a journey, and mine's different to yours. Mine. I'm in business, I've got a family, I've got grandchildren, I've got a great loving church, there's ministries, and I'm thankful for the journey that God has put me on. Have I got it completely right every time, every step? I'd have to eagerly and honestly say no. I stumble just like a child on a regular basis. You get injured, you get wounded, you get winded, but I know through it all, God has never, ever once left me. Amen. God never has. When things get tough, it's normally because it's myself that has wandered off track. I've made a decision that I wasn't fully within the light of what God has shown, and it's my own doing. But I'm thankful for these verses because it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. It's not the end. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So I want to encourage tonight, I know it's only very short, but I hope that's a help for you, a blessing to you. And I hope it gives you some encouragement about where you're at right now, because I believe God wants us to get to the end result of what he has for us. What he has for me may be different to you. Obviously, our end result is the same as far as heaven, but the path to heaven, even though we seem to be intertwining every week at the moment, it's all different. And what's my path for me is obviously not, it won't be the same as what your path is that God has set for you. But God's in control. And if you're a Christian, God, not because of you, but because of what Christ has done in you, he sees you as a good man. And your steps are ordered by God. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into some prayer time. Heavenly Father, thank you for church tonight. Pray you'll please bless the simple thoughts that were discussed tonight and your word. May you use it to encourage our church tonight.